Thank you for calling XBL. My name is Tasha. How can I help you?
Yes, Tasha. I don't know if I just spoke with you. Did I just speak with you about 2 minutes ago?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can I speak to a supervisor in the installers department, please? Now, I've been on this phone since 12 o'clock. I had an appointment between 9 and 12. They never showed up. I want to speak with someone in authority.
I do apologize, ma'am. Only thing that we're able to do is escalate this over. I am a supervisor, but it's nothing that I'll be able to do. What was you scheduled today and they didn't show up?
They did not show up. Now this is what occurred. They installed 4 appliances in my home, right? For $6,500 plus, all right? Now, the fella installed the dishwasher. It's off center. I wanted to adjust it. I went into the store. I spoke to the supervisor. I spoke to the girl that works in that office. She's supposed to be a manager or something. And Lori, I don't know if you know Lori. She called someone in your installation department. Then I was on the phone with Lori. She said, hold on. She called the installation department. She asked if they can come in by Wednesday, today. And he said, all right. So then she came back to me. What time? I said, please make it in the morning. She went back to the other party. They said, okay, we can put it through for 9 to 12. She said, Barbie, they can have it at 9 to 12. Fine. They never came. Now, I'm flying out of here tomorrow morning early. Like, I'm leaving my house at 5:30, quarter to 6. All right?
Damn.
I told them I was going to be gone. Now, I'll be gone for 6 months or so. I wanted to have this finished, this kitchen. Now, I went through enough aggravation that I'm going crazy now at the end. And let me tell you something. I did the whole kitchen. It wasn't as bad as this. So what can you do for me? I want to speak with someone in authority. You should be able to get him on the phone.
Can I have your order number?
I don't have an order number. Lori took care of it. They didn't give me any paperwork on it.
Okay, ma'am, you'll have to get in contact with...
And if you look up my telephone number, you're not going to find anything because I think maybe when she talked to this person, they didn't write it down. So I don't know. Let me speak to the manager. What time do the men work till, anyway? Are they working still now?
Can I have the... I can't look up anything if the telephone number... You don't have a telephone number. Your telephone number... Let me try to search my system with your
telephone
number.
I have a telephone number.
What's the telephone number that's associated with the order?
I have two of them. 561-967-0582. And then my cell that I'm on now is 631-334-0622. You're not going to find anything because they never put it down.
Who did you order with?
Tricia. My order was with Tricia.
No.
Appliances.
Was it Best Buy?
No, it was Home Depot.
Bear me one moment.
Home Depot. That's your company works with, right? Or maybe you do with Best Buy too. I don't know.
I'm still here with you, man. Bear me one moment.
Yeah.
still here with you, ma'am. I'm having a system issue, so just bear with me one moment. I
know,
fucked up the order.
Girl,
I popped up the order, but just bear with me one moment.
All right. The other girl did the same thing. She couldn't find it. She said it was slow, and then she hung up. Very frustrating. Like I had nothing to do. Hello? Still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I'm looking over. Bear me one moment.
Hello?
Still here with you, ma'am. I'm still here with you.
No, I wanted to mention something. They installed all of the appliances on April 28th. Maybe you can look up that order.
I popped up your order, ma'am. I'm just getting a little assistance, so just bear with me one moment.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to put an escalation in so you can get one of our escalation team members to give you a call about your order. I do apologize. I have to see what's going on because I do see they created a service ticket because you wanted to check on the installation of your dishwasher. It wasn't
right.
It wasn't installed right. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's good. You know, you're the only person that found it. I must have spoken with 5 different people.
Yeah, they have notated it, and they're in the process of working on it. It looked like
working
he said he tried.
What is working on it?
It looked like he tried to leave you a voicemail, but he was unable to leave a voicemail. So I'm going to have to
I never got the voicemail.
I'm going to have to send over an email to see what they're doing about your install.
Yeah, but this is my problem. This is my problem. I am being picked up to go to the airport at, I don't know if it's 20 to 5, I think it's 20 to 6 maybe, I don't know, 20 after 5 I think, tomorrow morning. They want to come in at 4 o'clock in the morning, be my guest. I'll be up. And then I'm going to be gone tonight. Is it possible?
I can't say if that's going to be possible, ma'am. I cannot say that.
Why don't I talk to a manager there? It's going to be escalated. He's not looking at this stuff.
Yes, ma'am, but so what we do is we don't necessarily, we use a third-party installation company, so I can't call. It's up to them and what time they'll be able to come out. It's not up to me.
Well, who am I calling now?
You're calling XPO.
Well, that was the guys that came, I think. Those are the guys that came. Are they with their Home Depot? They're not with Home Depot. They don't, you know, that's not owned by Home Depot.
You have your Home Depot, and then Home Depot uses us to schedule the install. But the installators that's coming to install your appliances is a third party. So it's like an independent company that is contracted through us.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so why aren't I talking to the third party?
That's what I'm telling you. I'm gonna have to send over an email to get in contact with your service provider.
Who's my service provider?
Yes, ma'am. And let them
give
you a follow-up.
Is that Home Depot?
No, ma'am. Your service provider is the people who are supposed to do the install.
Oh, okay. Well, no, then I'm talking to kind of like
the middleman,
not with the third party. Yeah, that's not good. That's why I don't like to deal with middlemen. You know, I like to go right to the top, to the president. All right. You want to do that? And will you call me right? Because
yes.
People keep saying they're going to call back. They don't call back.
They're going to give you a call back about your order. I promise you that.
Yeah, but the thing is, could they come? Can they service me? That's
now,
what I'm asking.
I'm trying to get down what happened with this order. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not sure if they'll be a little late. I do see that it was scheduled for today, but I have to see what's going on with it because it's still showing it's open on our end.
Yeah, right. That's right. It is open. Okay, all right. I'll let you go to work and have someone call me, please.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll keep your order updated, okay?
Yeah, but you know what it is? They're going to say I'll come back in 6 months. That's bull. That's why I want to do it now. I don't worry about it in 6 months. I worried the whole season doing the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Now give me your name so I have it.
My name is Tasha.
Tasha, T-A-S-H.
A. Mm-hmm.
A, Tasha. Nice. All right. Okay, I'll let you go.
Well,
try to do it.
You have any other questions for me?
No, just let them know. Have them call me. All right, I got another call from my doctor's office. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you,
Tasha.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. XBL, you have a great day. Bye-bye.